Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Holy shit. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. We're going to do the first 20 minutes on Facebook Live. Welcome. Thank you guys for watching. But holy shit. I got Mr. Steve Jobs with me today.
How we doing?
Welcome, Kyle Cook from Summer House.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure.
And I just feel so thrilled that you are. You look great in a turtleneck.
I feel great. It's,
You're such a shithead.
It was very fitting for me to wear this.
You are such a shithead. That is the most, you know what? That scene made my year.
I'm glad. I mean, it was, you know, at the time it was a drunk compliment. But now I want to help you make white turtlenecks great again.
Yeah, well, I mean, I already made them great again. So basically you're just being a follower. But, you know.
I'm here to support you.
YOLO. I'm really glad you're here because, and I've been trying to tell people, like, when I do interviews or press or whatever, like, you're really not a douchebag. I mean, you can be, but you're not.
Absolutely, and thank
you. You're a really cool person, and we all like hanging out, and that's fun, and I wanted to have you here so that people can hear that you're not a D-bag, but you know what I thought of when I watched your show? You kind of have, like, Patrick Bateman vibes.
I mean, there was a mirror in front of my bed.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you serious? I mean, like, did you purposefully put it in front of your bed?
No, I mean, that was how it came when we rented it, but...
So is that why you chose that room?
That room, you know, was also close to the hot tub, so it was a win-win.
Oh.
Yeah.
Clever boy. No one's ever told you that you have American Psycho vibes?
I've heard it. I get the older women like to do some Robert Redford analogies, but I embrace any and all.
Like, so I kind of feel like you could murder people.
I mean, but apparently that's okay with you, right?
Well, yeah, no, it totally is. Yeah, I love it. And just so I let my listeners know, because whenever I go on dates with people, I don't ever say their names, so I give them nicknames. And one of my nicknames for them was, one of them was American Psycho. This is not who I'm talking about. Kyle is not the person that I went on dates with who I called American Psycho. But you are now my version of American Psycho. And especially since you say that you work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, look at you. The way that you are just even sitting, I feel like you're thinking about murder right now.
I mean, it's it's not front and center, but, you know, it's always lurking.
I really want to see what your apartment looks like. Not that he worked, whatever. Patrick Bateman didn't work from home, but meaning you just remind, because I was picturing you at home.
Well, usually when I'm not in a turtleneck,
you're in
usually
a raincoat.
Topless. I'm topless or raincoat with nothing else on.
Right.
At a standing desk, mm-hmm. You know, banging the keyboard.
This is why you're just such a good reality star. You know what I mean?
What better can you get?
How have people been treating you?
I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty fresh. So far, you know, when I watched that hot tub scene, you know, obviously some cringeworthy moments.
Yeah, I had such high hopes for you that day.
I know, and I went down in a blaze of glory. Well, I don't know if it was glory, but it was a blaze of something.
Yeah, I wouldn't say glory. No, that wouldn't be the word I would use to describe, but it was interesting.
Yeah, well, people, generally speaking, seem to have thought it was funny. And that's really all I care about. I mean, I wasn't trying to neg you. I wasn't trying to, like, dish you or put you in your place. I was literally trying to flirt with you. And those were the stream of consciousness thoughts that just came to mind.
You know, it was so funny because I was already so nervous about, like, flirting and all of that stuff because I was newly single.
As I did not know.
Yeah, so I had major anxiety about it. And when we finally got in the hot tub, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, this is the kind of shit I was nervous about. You terrified me. You made it so hard for me to get back out there.
So yeah, I mean, I guess one takeaway from that scene is I probably left no hope in your mind.
Yeah, zero.
For mankind.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, we've obviously gotten to hang out since, and hopefully there's a little glimmer of hope now.
There 100% is. I want to know how you normally talk to girls. Like, say, okay, I'm not going to ask you to confirm whether you're single or not, because that's a storyline in the show, but pretend you're single right now, and you're sober-ish. Pretend, meaning whatever, not wasted. Don't be your wasted self right now. Well, how do you normally go and pick up a girl?
I mean, I know a lot of guys put a lot of thought and time into how they're going to charm her, or, you know, speak to their lesser hot friend so they
get
jealous.
Is a thing?
Oh yeah, guys love overthinking this shit.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, that's like, you know, if you have heard of like the book The Game, which I have friends
should
in New York
I
that
buy it?
Like. Well, it's written for a guy, but maybe you'd better understand what the hell guys are doing to you on a date. But
okay.
I mean, I have friends that take this stuff pretty seriously. And I, on the other hand, usually just try to be myself, because that typically does a decent job. And I mean,
so you're saying that you have a good personality?
I'd like to think so. And I just usually try to get them to laugh, because I love making people laugh, even if it's at my own expense.
Right.
Which, you know, as you know.
Yes. So have you ever been on a dating app?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Which ones are you? Were you? If you were single, if you're single right now, if you're not, what dating apps are you on?
It's actually quite Googleable. So
shut up, really?
At one point, my excuse is, well, I was on every dating app because I actually wanted to start one a couple years ago.
Okay.
So it's like I'm doing field research.
Sure.
But I've been on The League, I've been on Bumble. Way back in the day, I was on Tinder.
What is the
There's league? Hinge.
Isn't Hinge for gay people?
No, that's Grindr. And I haven't been on that. Although someone
might
have made
a fake account. I think maybe in LA, Hinge might be for...
No, Hinge is like you have friends in common. That was the initial premise.
Oh, okay.
They've changed it up. I don't know what the deal is with Hinge now. But there was... I actually know the founder of The League, and I offered some quotes to... I think it was like Page Six or some article... And boom, next thing you know, I'm like literally profiled on the dating app in this like write up. And I was also profiled in some roundup on, I think it was, Happens, another one. Yeah, see, like I said, I've been on them all.
Okay, is The League something I should join? I just got kicked off Raya. I just found out while I was doing the podcast with Lauren. Like, I went to go show her my profile. And
why'd you get kicked off?
Because I talked about it. This is the second time I've been kicked off, but now I know it's for
Raya,
real.
Look, Raya, when I was...
Raya can suck a dick.
Yeah, well, I agree. A year ago when it came out, they waitlisted me. Probably because they've seen that, literally, if they just Google me, they probably see me on every other dating app.
Right.
But, you know, they waitlisted me. Apparently, I don't have like a creative enough Instagram account.
Yeah, there's not enough like belfies, like butt selfies.
Yeah.
I guess
I don't understand their process, but it's I don't think you should be too upset about it. All I hear from guys that are on it in New York is they just wind up dating like 18, 19 year old models that their phone just sits on the table at whatever restaurant or bar they're at, and it's just buzzing from other Raya messages.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. It sounds horrible.
Well, it actually was horrible. Yeah. I loathed it, but it was like my only outlet because I'm not really like that social when I'm in Los Angeles. I feel like I like being at home.
Well, LA is kind of brutal like that.
LA
New York
sucks.
It's so much easier to go on a date. It's so much easier to meet people.
Yeah.
You should just fly here when you want to go on a date.
Yes. Do you have any friends?
I have plenty of friends.
That aren't assholes or douchey.
Ooh.
Yes, that probably narrows that. Yeah. There's a small pool of people, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to know what you put in your profiles. I want to know what you write on your dating apps.
Usually I say...
I really love the gym.
No, I used to say I was a Twister connoisseur and a Jenga expert.
See, I would think you were a douchebag because it's like, oh, you put so much thought into that.
Well,
like,
that wasn't any thought. Like, actually,
how long did that take?
Someone took over my profile, wrote that in, and I was like, that's actually perfect. And it stuck for like two
But like,
years.
Are you really like a Twister connoisseur?
No, I'm actually not very flexible.
See, so like that doesn't, no, it isn't actually perfect.
Yeah, but you know, we could find out and then you could learn firsthand that I'm bad at Twister because I'd fall on you.
That's a good point. Okay.
And then next thing you know, we're off to the races.
So the apps that like make you like write a lot of stuff though, you would only just write that little thing, or would you write
now
more?
Now I just put my Instagram account, because if they don't they see that I don't take myself too seriously and they understand my sense of humor, then, you know, I think that's the easiest thing to do.
How do you judge other girls on their accounts? Like, what are the what do men find annoying and so what do men like?
This is a perfect question because I actually want to start an app where girls submit me the photos they think they should put on their profile, and then I just basically rip them apart and show them the ones that they should use, because 9 out of 10 girls think they're picking their best photos.
Wait, so,
and they're not at all their best photos.
Wait,
so let's just start with the photos.
So yeah, wait, hold on. So basically you're saying that you are the authority on what is hot and what is not.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe there should be some sort of like algorithm where like you're not the only one who can decide that.
It's up here.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's start with the photos then. Start with the photos.
So if you take, if all your photos have your head and face at the same angle, mm-hmm. which maybe half of the chicks do, guess what? I'm thinking, well, you clearly have a bad side. So, you know, I want to show.
That's so true.
I want to see that a girl has, you know, two sides to a face.
Okay. All right. So.
And maybe even you can look at the camera head on.
Right. Okay. Women, you can't only have one side of your face or one pose.
We can smell that a mile away.
Okay.
Like, okay. You've got your little Instagram, you know, model face on.
Right. Okay.
So that's a good start. And then if you make it so, so hard for me to figure out who you are in the photos because you're posting pictures of like your hot friends, it's just like too much work.
Yeah. So only show photos if you're with ugly friends.
No, it's
I'm
not
joking.
That. Just make, I know, but like make it obvious that we can
that
easily figure
you.
Out by like picture number two who the hell you are, because
right.
you know, that's just like, I just, you know, I don't have the time.
Okay, I get it. I don't like when dudes do that either. Like, yeah, why the fuck would you put a photo with your hot friends?
Yeah, and it all, yeah, it's like, yo, I swear to God, every single guy has gone through this thought process. They'll swipe right and message them, hey, you know, hopefully we can just be friends, but could you introduce me to your hot friend?
Shut up. That's happened?
Oh, it's happening as we speak.
People say that. That is incredible.
I've never done that, but I've at times been tempted.
Okay, so is there anything else I should know about photos? Like, everyone has to have like a swimsuit photo. Is that like a thing? Does a guy judge a girl if she doesn't do that? I never had one on mine.
I don't think so. I think though, because we kind of live in this like open sharing world, that if you do provide a link to your Instagram, I think that's like the easiest thing to do, because somewhere in there you probably have a, you know, a swimsuit photo.
Right.
I don't think it necessarily has to be a part of the 6 photos or whatever you choose. And sometimes it almost looks like you're trying too hard if it's like this perfectly shot, like, you know, the waves are like crashing up and you're like sitting there on the beach and I'm like, come on.
Yes.
Okay, who took the photo? Your mom?
How do you feel about modeling photos?
Use them sparingly.
Use them sparingly.
Especially if you're not a model.
Okay. Yes. Well, see, I guess I'm just used to everybody in LA. So everybody in LA thinks that they're a model. And now
brutal.
I feel like everyone is, because they're all Instagram models.
Tell
and
me
yes,
that.
They're all 19 and they're all really hot. I was at a party the other day and this gorgeous girl was talking. I don't know how I met her. She was talking to me and she was so smart and so cool and funny. And she was talking to me like I was younger than her. And so I'm like, oh, like, how old are you? And she's like, 19. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. This is what's out there. This is what guys can get. Who's gonna want a washed up 28-year-old?
28's, you're ripe. Don't worry about that.
I know, I do feel ripe, but okay, what about the 32-year-olds? We can't compete with 19-year-olds.
They're aging.
Yeah, the 32-year-olds, sorry guys.
I mean, I've got a couple of them, you know, in the house on the show with me and love you guys. But yeah, you know,
shout out to the 32-year-olds.
You're like, you know, I wouldn't call you low-hanging fruit because you might actually just fall off the branch soon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what? I had you on this show so that maybe like people could like start to like you.
Right.
You're not really doing it. You're not
start
doing
over.
A good job. Yeah. Okay. So back to dating apps. any more photo advice or are we moving to bio?
No, I think we covered that.
Okay. So bio. What do people, what should girls write? And what's lame to write?
Don't be like, I don't know why I'm on here. You know, like, this is embarrassing. Don't, I mean, like, everyone's in the same place. No need to state that.
Right.
Also, don't take the time to literally write out a well thought out bio, because now it's like, well, not only are you on here, but you clearly are, like, spending a lot of time on
serious.
Here. And then, I mean, like I said, just maybe leave your Instagram handle. And if you, I mean, I like girls that are smart. So if I happen to be able to easily see what they do or what school they went to, that's like an instant kind of...
Interesting. Yeah. What school they went to. I like that.
That's actually how the league started. It was based on, like, they only let in people from certain schools.
Okay. Okay.
Which is, in my mind, taking it pretty, maybe a step too far, because there's plenty of smart people that didn't go to, like, an Ivy League school.
Right.
But at least it's, I mean, I think everyone's overwhelmed, so there's various apps to try to filter some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, because, yeah, I understand that, yes, you don't have to go to school to be an intelligent person, but because there are so many apps and so many options, you want to narrow it down. So if somebody's looking for someone with a particular background, it's the same thing as, like, fucking farmersonly.com.
What, is that a website?
Yeah. What, do you not watch TV?
Actually, not really.
You don't watch TV, but you're on TV?
And it's kind of awkward.
And douchey.
So that's a... Everything's douchey.
I'm messing with you.
That's a show or a website?
That is a website. There's also Christian Mingle.
I've heard of that.
J-Date.
I've heard of that.
Well, yeah, you live in New York. You've totally heard of J-Date.
It's everywhere. There's Coffee Meets Bagel, and I thought that was a Jewish site, too.
Coffee Meets Bagel?
It's a dating app.
That's a dating app.
Not just for Jews, apparently.
Okay. Well, all right. So then bio, okay. Then once, do you like when a girl writes you first?
Hell yeah. That's actually how Bumble works.
That's why I got off it.
Aww.
It's boring. I think it sets the tone for, like, a relationship or dating relationship or whatever it is that the woman's going to have to pursue. And that's,
so here,
I don't have the energy.
Let me hopefully change your mind. A lot of these apps, particularly Tinder, you'd wind up with all these matches and no one starting the conversation.
Yeah, that's basically what Raya was. I did not talk to anyone.
You match and you're like, woohoo, it's like that little, like, yay, and then you're on to the next one.
Right.
What some of these apps have figured out to do is, like, people are going to be more selective if there is, like, a prompt to do something next. And so what Bumble does is kind of flip the conversation around. You have 24 hours for the girl to engage, and then the guy gets 24 hours to respond. I think it's kind of unique because girls are not used to making the first, you know, approach, whether it's
correct
at a bar. And, you know, in that respect, I think it's actually kind of interesting. And it's just a way to filter out the matches that people aren't going to say anything.
Okay.
So in a way, I think it actually is helpful. Like, if you have to make the first move, you aren't going to be so tempted to just swipe right on every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
You're absolutely correct.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
But the thing is that, like, it gets overwhelming. Like, I already hate texting or calling people or emailing. I really, like, the phone gives me major anxiety. I have 36,000 emails, unread emails. I have 100 and something unread text messages. When I look at it, I have to, like, throw it, like, put my phone someplace else. I can't take it. That's how dating apps are for me.
So here's how you just crush it on Bumble as a good-looking girl. You just
are you saying I'm good-looking?
I'm saying you're good-looking. I mean, I've always thought that. You just all, if there's, you know, you have something in common or you're just, it's pure, like, sexual attraction, at least on the photos that you can see, just cut through the fluff and set up a date.
Okay, so I want you to give me the perfect opening line. So women, all of you guys listening right now, if you are on a dating app and you want to know how to approach it first, this is what you should say. Go.
So make something relatable. So, hey, we have a friend in common, or you went to such and such school. Just, it can be so basic, it's unbelievable. And then any way to say hi. And after one or two back and forths, just be like, look, I'm a girl who knows what she wants. Do you want to get drinks?
Ooh, it's assertive. Not aggressive, but assertive.
Because who wants to go back and forth on a dating app?
At
the very least,
get it
to the text message point where you're like, look, like, I don't open this app often, or I don't want to get this lost in the shuffle. Just, like, here's my number. Text me if you want to do drinks. I'm free Thursday.
That's perfect.
And then, I mean, because then you just eliminate all the crap. You meet in person. You figure it all out. If it's not a good fit, one or two drinks, peace out.
Uh-huh.
If it is, then...
Would you say yes to a girl if she asked you on a coffee date?
There had to be some really weird situation.
Yeah, no, I could be like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like back
and
in the day,
I wouldn't go.
Way back when, like, there was no other app than Tinder, someone asked me to coffee and I went because
it sounds
I
like
was
the worst
iffy.
Thing ever.
The only reason I agreed to it is because I was kind of iffy on the match to begin with.
Right. Well, like, then that logic did not make sense. If you were iffy on the match to begin with, why would you go someplace sober with someone?
That way, because, like, how long does it take to drink a cup of coffee? 10 minutes? All right, see you later.
Well, I can drink an alcoholic drink way faster than I can drink coffee.
But who has 4 coffees at Starbucks?
Excellent point.
If you just go for coffee...
You just trumped my argument.
There you go. Boom.
Okay, you're right.
You have an easy out. And it's probably at some time of day where you can make up some shit that you have something to do.
That's true.
So, but okay. my point is, you should... These apps now allow you to filter, whether it's through... you know, something in common or the fact you have to start the conversation. So you shouldn't be going on dates that are iffy to begin with. Like, there should be something that makes you want to just, boom, grab drinks. But, I mean, like, if you don't drink, then, like...
Then don't talk to us.
then go fuck out.
The thing is, though, is, like, this is why I'm bad at dating. So I haven't been single, like, for a really long time. I feel like the last time I was single for a long period of time was, like, 7 years ago when... Texting and, I mean, yeah, we had texting, but it wasn't as big of a thing as it is now. Mm-hmm. And there were no dating apps. So I was thrown to the wolves. And what I really don't like about dating now is that it's all on the phone. And I hate small talk, much less small talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two things that suck so bad. Wait, but... Before I talk to you about that, I'm going to wrap up this Facebook Live. And if you want to catch the rest of this podcast, it's going to come out tomorrow. So tune in.
Boom.
So I've been talking about Bull and Branch for almost 2 years now. That's like, it's like the healthiest relationship I've ever had. I'm so obsessed with Bull and Branch, and I say this all the time, that I've used my own code twice to buy a sets of sheets. My friends have used my code. Everybody always texts me being like, are they really that soft? Are they really that baller? And I'm like, fuck yes. You know they're really soft if I'm using my own code and spending my own money on it. So let me tell you why Bull and Branch sheets are so amazing for the price that they're at. Well, first of all, they're like hotel style sheets. Okay? Like, when you know when you go to like a really, really, really nice hotel and you're like, why doesn't my bed feel like that? Well, your bed can feel like that. And the reason why they're not that expensive is because they're not being sold at like Neiman Marcus or something like that. So there's no markup on the price. So you're getting such a great value for something that's like so amazing and soft. Plus, I always feel like people appreciate sheet sets as gifts because you don't really think to get that for yourself, and everybody always needs extra sheets. So right now, they're offering $50 off a set of sheets if you go to bollandbranch.com and use my promo code Stassi. So that's B-O-L-L and branch.com, and use my promo code Stassi, and you get $50 off. That goes a really long way. So I mean, give it as a gift to somebody else if you don't need them. Also, side note, and I like to brag about this, that a bunch of U.S. presidents, they use Bull and Branch sheets. So that makes me feel kind of like a princess when I'm in my bed.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Y'all have heard me talk about Club W for a really long time. They've revamped themselves, and now they're called Wink, and that's W-I-N-C. But for those of you who are just now listening to my podcast, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, thank you now for listening. Let me tell you what it is. So Wink is a website where you can basically order wine. So you take this like little quiz about your palate. It's only like 6 questions and it's super simple. Trust me, if you don't know a lot about wine, you don't have to at all. But based on what you say, they will cater different wines to you. So like you're getting like personalized wine bottles delivered to your door. You can also just like order, any amount that you want or the little amount you want, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want, you get. But what I really like about this is that you're learning about wine by using this website, because you're figuring out what you like and what you don't like. And after you receive a bottle of wine, you can go on the website and rate how you felt about it, so that they're going to, the more you do it, basically, the more that they can tailor it to your preference. It's actually amazing, especially because you don't have to get in your car and go anywhere. Like, it's just, you're having wine delivered right to your door. I mean, how fucking rad is that? And right now, they're giving $20 off when you go to trywink.com/Stassi. So that's trywink.com/Stassi and get $20 off. And they're even going to cover shipping. So that actually, like, is a big deal, because wine's really heavy. And if you're ordering a lot, that shipping can get, like, really expensive. So go to trywink.com/Stassi, $20 off, and shipping is on the house.
Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay. So, what did I just say? What was that?
You're talking about the small talk.
Yeah. So that's
how you now feel overwhelmed.
Right. Because on first dates, it's small talk. So fucking boring.
Right.
I hate it. But also, there's the phone. Really sucks. So now it's small talk on the phone.
Yeah.
I would rather kill myself.
So that's the other thing. No small talk on the phone, because guess what? Chances are, and this is pathetic, but you're probably talking to other people on the dating app. So is he. And you're probably going to cover the same small talk when you grab your first drink.
I don't care about the fucking weather.
Right,
shut up.
And that's really embarrassing. Like, when the guy's like, so where'd you go to school? And you're like, I covered that, like, when we matched.
Oh, yeah.
So just avoid all small talk, because you're going to cover some of that when you first meet. But, like, power through that, and power through probably with, you know, like a drink.
Don't you think that it's ironic that you're the one that I'm having on this podcast to teach girls how to date when, like, I was trying to school you on how to date?
That was a proper education.
Well, just remember my name.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I have, like, the most interesting name ever. How could you fucking forget it?
Well, I was fully, like, three sheets of the wind. And I was, like, trying to make an effort to remember it. And then, you know. As I said, I think I said something unbelievably stupid, like, this happens every time I meet someone cool.
Yeah, wait, you did. You said, this happens every time. Yeah, I meet somebody cool. I forget their name. Like, that, no one has said, said no one ever. That literally is the opposite of what's supposed to happen.
No, no.
Okay, I have a weird question for you. LOL, a laughing emoji, haha, or hee hee. What do you do? Which one do you choose?
My default's haha.
Okay. Do you judge anything else?
Not really. I get it. Like, what are the all the options again?
LOL, a laughing emoji, haha, or hee hee.
If you've just met or matched, hee hee sounds like hee hee, I'm horny. Just as an FYI.
Okay. when a dude texts me hee hee, I think you're a pussy.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you meant if I'm getting it from a girl.
Yes.
No dude should ever say hee hee.
We're both answering this question.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
No dudes should ever say hee hee.
Well, you'd be surprised. There are a lot out there that do. And it freaks me out.
That's like, what's his name from The Simpsons? Like,
that, yes, actually. That is, it's like that mixed with like a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah. It's a horrible look.
So you go, ha ha.
Ha ha. If you've like gotten to know the person, maybe an LOL is fine. Emojis are fine, I guess. Those are now like commonplace.
I used to really judge, like, hardcore LOL.
Me too.
Now it's all I can use. I have, like, I'm addicted to it. And it's not just one LOL. It's LOL, 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 LOL. And I'm like, oh, no. The people that I'm texting are probably thinking what I used to think about them.
I mean, for the longest time, I didn't even know what it stood for. I thought it was lots of laughs.
Well, it's laughing out loud. Yeah. Lots of laughs. Oh, yeah. I guess so.
So I too was judging because I'm like, well, why don't you just make the sound ha ha if that's what we're doing?
Right. Well, yes. No, but you know, you can always do hee hee. Okay. So do you judge the way that girls text, or do you just prefer not to text? Like, I mean,
I hate texting.
I know it is the fucking worst. Like,
and if you are in a relationship, do not ever talk about something serious via text.
Yes.
Because that's just the recipe for a downward spiral.
I think that some of the dudes that I've gone on dates with that I met through Raya, I think they just wanted texting pen pals. Like, there's this one. His nickname is Mr. I Think That Could Be Nice. We literally, it was like a super like sexual kind of like initial thing. And we spent like 4 straight days together. Wow. And then it kind of fizzled out, but he always texts me, but we never do anything. I see him maybe like once every 2 months.
Wait, you never did anything during the first four days either?
No, meaning like now we don't see each other. Like it's really weird. Like he keeps in touch with me all the time via text. So now, I mean, I just think of him as like a weird friend in my phone. Who are you?
Like on like a Sunday where you maybe have the scaries and you just need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that, why would anybody want to just like, don't you have enough friends? Like he's fascinating to me because I'm
where
like,
where does he live?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's just bizarre. I mean, it's LA, so weird. Do people just hate getting in their car so much they just text each other?
I mean, like, he's not trying to go on dates with me anymore, doesn't try, like, we hang out, he'll ask me out maybe, like, literally, like, once every 2 months or something. Oh. And now it's just, it doesn't hurt, because now I'm so over it.
Well, hold on, not to, like, get into the nitty gritty, but did you hook up during those first 4 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
So, either he is, like, a weirdo pen pal, or he just expects this to be, like, a hookup when I text you and invite you out.
I've never done that though. It was like the first 4 days. I thought it was
right.
I'm giving too many. I'm not giving enough details, but giving too many at the same time. Like I'm basically.
You gotta lose them. That's all.
Well, I'm not interested anymore like that. Now we talk about The Bachelor or whatever. But I'm just like.
Well, that's another problem.
That actually should be a huge fucking red flag. You're right. Yes, you're right. But I just feel like so many people who are on dating apps. They just want to stay at home and just text girls. Like, nobody actually wants to fucking go do anything.
If someone is just okay with the small talk on the app and those first couple times when you're texting, and then after you meet up, it's just like, hey, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while, and there's no follow through. It's just a complete waste of time. And where there's so many apps, so many guys, and it's overwhelming, you've got all these unread messages, I feel like you got to, like, value your time, and like
yes,
that's a bad use of it.
Absolutely. So then how do you feel about, this is another thing that I'm learning, that what dating is like out there in 2017, people who like each other's photos. So that's supposed to be like flirting. If a new dude that I made is liking my photos, that's supposed to mean something. I should pay attention to that.
No, I'll tell you exactly what that means. You guys either went on a date or you matched and he started following on Instagram but drop the ball, and then when you post a hot photo, he's like, oh, I'm an idiot. Let me just send her a simple little message that I still like her.
I think that's so weird. Why can't he just then
text or call?
Or just be like, hey, would you like to go do something?
I mean, I've been there. You send that little, you know, double tap as like this kind little, hey, remember me? Let's bang.
Right. Okay. Is that why you double tap all my photos? I'm fucking with you. I'm totally messing with you right now. Okay. So should I pay attention? Well, so then this is interesting. Because I've tried to pay attention to this now, then I notice when they stop. So I'm like, oh, not interested anymore. Just completely stopped. Used to watch all my Snapchats. Well, I can't really tell that, but used to like all my photos.
No one likes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Game over.
See, I can't do this. I can't do dating in 2017. It fucking sucks. I don't want to.
Well, look, there is, I think that you have to kind of just, it is a different world than it was 7 years ago. I mean, I kind of went through a similar thing. I was in back-to-back relationships for 9 years.
Yeah, it's a long-ass time.
And, as a guy in New York where dating is so easy because everything is like, a two-stop subway or taxi ride away, and you don't have to worry about driving. You could, in theory, have like double headers. So like, line up one date.
No way.
Have a second, and have dates set every night of the week. I have plenty of friends. I feel like this was more like 1 or 2 years ago, and dating apps were just like, you know, in their prime time.
Right.
And I mean, it's so time-consuming. And B, I mean, your dating budget as a guy in New York could just like easily exceed a couple $1,000s a month if that's what you're doing.
Yes, you're right. I've never really thought about that.
Yeah.
Who wants to go on a bunch of first dates? They're exhausting.
Yeah.
They're exhausting. I'm sorry. What we do for a living, filming a reality show, doing a podcast, then doing press, all I do is talk and talk and talk. The last thing I want to fucking do is go on a first date and talk some more. And I don't actually feel like listening to anybody's lame stories. So, I don't care what you were like in high school.
So what is your ideal first date if there's no talk?
I don't, now I don't like to go on. I haven't been on a date in like months because I'm like, I'm too tired. I really would rather just sit at home and like do my thing with my dogs and drink wine because I'm like, I can't talk to people. People really are boring.
I would say, if you're on an app, keep it to one and don't let it consume you. But yeah, meeting people the old fashioned way. The thing is, it's easier in New York because I feel like we go out more.
Right.
And you're at bars more and you're meeting strangers more often. As much as like New York has got a hard rap for being a bad rap for being, unfriendly. I think that's the opposite.
I completely agree with you. I think that New Yorkers are so friendly. When I lived here, I would do things alone all the time and just meet people. I will not go out like to a party alone in L.A. Fuck that. Yeah. Everybody sticks to their little cliques. Nobody talks. Everyone just looks each other up and down. I'm like, it's miserable. So you're never really meeting people.
So how does it even work in L.A.? Do you just Uber to the bar? Do you drive to the date? Like, I don't even understand.
You Uber. Okay. Well, or I don't let people pick me up if I've never met them before because I don't want to be raped and killed. So, like, there's that.
And do you what's your radius? Like, will you go on a first date with a guy that lives, like, two hoods over, which in LA time is like an hour drive?
Probably not. Like, like I was impressed with myself for dating someone who lived in Venice. That sounds so douchey because I live in West Hollywood and I'm just like, Venice, I don't know. Like, it takes like, with traffic, like 45 minutes. Like, even though it's like probably only like 7 miles away, it's just too far.
So maybe maybe you gotta go on dates in New York.
Yeah. Well, I need to be bi-coastal. That's what I need. So I'm moving in 2 days to my new apartment. And part of the reason why I'm moving is because they redid the kitchen in this new apartment. Like the kitchen that I have right now, it's like ratchet. It's like such a hood kitchen. I don't even have like a microwave. I don't have like anything. It's just like, ugh. So I wasn't really somebody that like cooked a whole lot. But now that I am moving into a place with a really nice kitchen, I'm really excited to actually start cooking for myself, especially since I have to save money since my rent will be more expensive. So I can't always be ordering food. That is why Sunbasket is going to help me so much in this new year. Let me just tell you a little bit about it. Sunbasket is a website where you go to the website and they offer all of these different meals, but they're like recipes. So say you go and you like this Parmesan chicken or whatever. You order it. You say how many people you're going to be cooking for, what day you want to receive it, and then you'll receive this insulated box right to your door where all of the ingredients are in there and everything is like pre-portioned, so you're not wasting anything, and all the meals take under 30 minutes or less to make. Plus, it's really healthy. They offer paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian meal options, and they even have breakfast. So if you're somebody that doesn't like to go to the grocery or it's just too time-consuming or you don't know how to cook, like me, I don't, then this is perfect for you because the directions for each meal are so easy to use. So go to sunbasket.com/straightup and you can get 3 meals free. So your first 3 meals are free. Like, I'm literally, Sunbasket is giving you a gift right now. Sunbasket.com/straightup and 3 meals free. Check it out.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Okay, so now that you've given me and all of my listeners dating advice, so fucking ironic, I want to ask you some questions. I want to play a little game of Would You Rather? Because I feel like you like learn a lot about somebody. So I want my listeners and I want people who are watching Summer House to get to know you.
And this, I'm assuming I'm presented with two options.
You're presented with two options. Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the most intelligent person in the room?
Funniest.
That's what I said too. But do you want to answer? I want you to tell me why. Just because. Do you have a real reason or you just want to be?
I mean, I know plenty of incredibly intelligent people. that are kind of lonely. And that would be like my biggest fear.
Okay. Well, see, I think funniest because you have to be intelligent to be funny.
I agree with that.
So I trick people with that one. What you know about that? Would you rather want to know when you're going to die or how you're going to die? When or how?
Oof. You love murder.
What is wrong with me? God.
I actually, maybe I'd like to know when, because I think that's...
Are you fucking kidding? You really want to know when?
I think, because like then I can, you know, plan accordingly.
You don't think you'd have anxiety like every single day? Like, well, shit, just one less. We're getting down to 39 days. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, you have your bucket list. You start checking things off. You actually know when you have to complete the bucket list. And then you just jump out of an airplane and without a parachute.
Because, yeah, I feel like I don't want to know.
So you want to know how you die.
Actually. 100%. If you could tell me how I was going to die right now, I would actually elect to know that information. But I mean, you know, because then I could rest easy if it's like not something that's like really shitty. And then if it is something that's really shitty, well, then I'm just going to kill myself the day before that happens. Or like,
what if it's a slow death?
Oh, crap.
Do you end it before the slow death begins?
God, that's such a good question. You're right. I'm going to move on to the next one then. Would you rather have vaginas for ears or penises for fingers? And just to tell you, like, you can, they'll work.
I can be spraying from all 10 digits?
Yeah, so you could be like...
I mean, the thought of, I would definitely want 10 more dicks, so...
Yeah, okay. I actually probably would choose that too, though.
I mean, and just the thought, I think it would look hilarious.
Well, I just feel like it would be, like, kind of uncomfortable to have to, like, put my head to the side if I wanted to have sex with somebody. Like, that would just, because it would go in my ear.
Oh, you don't keep your original?
I don't think so.
Oh, that changes everything.
Right?
So you'd be, interesting.
You'd be peeing from your hands. You'd be shooting out piss and cum everywhere.
I'd be like the cooler Spider-Man.
Yeah, why hasn't anyone done like a superhero movie about that? I'm going to copyright
it. Maybe it's got to exist.
Okay, would you rather swim through shit or dead bodies? Right?
A lot of thought into this list.
Yeah, bodies are like, they've been dead for a while. Like, they're not like new, they're not like fresh.
I'd
The Walking
Dead.
I'd probably
swim through shit because, yeah. I think that'd be more tolerable. I've seen plenty of shit.
I don't know. I think I would choose dead. I know I would choose dead bodies.
Well, you're morbid.
Yeah. Okay. And since you're a fan of, shit, would you rather eat shit, but it tastes like chocolate, or eat chocolate, but it tastes like shit?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I like a good dark chocolate, so I'm going to go with eat shit that tastes like chocolate.
That is what I choose every time I ask somebody that, and they think I'm really weird. They're like, but you're actually eating shit. I'm like, so? Like, I don't really know it because it doesn't taste like it, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah, well, I mean, we see eye to eye there.
Yeah. So look, we have something in common. Would you rather live like a king but have no friends or family, or be homeless with your friends and family? This is a tough one.
Yeah, because if you're rich, can't you just buy friends?
I guess.
They're going
to
be
so
phony.
Meaning everybody you know. It would have to be new people. So, like, everyone you know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're an absolute dick if you go for the first option.
So I'm going for the first option.
I'd rather, you know, I grew up in a, you know, very modest family. And where it's, you know, family and friends is what it's all about. So to get super cheesy on you, I'd have to go with that.
Well, see, I thought that I was going to go for that until you said you could buy friends. And I'm like, yeah, 100% just going to buy new friends. Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're expendable.
Right. Yeah. Who gives a fuck? Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life?
Ooh.
Or... join in once and stop it.
Oh my God.
That is a hard one. That's a hard one.
Oh.
I'm grossing myself out right now, actually.
I mean, I'm from a very open family, you know, where, you know, there's not many secrets and we're not very shy.
So you'd have sex with your mom? Is that what you're saying?
It's actually not where I was going. I think I'd probably just have to, like, witness it.
Every day.
Every day.
I think that's what I would choose, too.
Yeah. Because the latter's, you know, I've actually never really thought about that until you asked me.
Okay. Well, then now I'm going
to... We need to quickly change the subject because I'm getting visuals.
Well, you're about to get a worse visual because you just reminded me of the hardest one that I've ever asked anybody. And all of my friends have had to answer it. And I think it was Tom Sandoval who gave the funniest... I'll just wait. Just wait. Okay. Would you rather go down on your mom or your dad?
Oh, this is even worse than I thought it could be. Oh, how do you even make this funny?
It isn't funny. It's traumatizing.
And there's no option C?
No option C. I guess death. Death by fire.
I guess I'd have to go down on my mom because it's at least a place I've been before.
That is kind of a good answer. Damn it. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I say my mom because I'm like, there's just something about like the opposite sex thing that like with your, I don't know. Because I feel like you could like buckle down and be like, mom, we're going to get through this. You know, like in a guy could be like, dad, we're going to get through this. Like, just, you know, there's no sexual, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
But.
So I'm trying to see. This is why this question is so good. But I think it was Tom Sandoval who said this. He's like, oh, it's easy. My mom. And I was like, first of all, not easy. No. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to have somebody react being like,
I got this.
You're like, yeah, of course. Like, this is a stupid fucking question.
I
make everybody answer that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't tune in because I would have been able to prep, you know, make it easy.
Would you always have to say everything on your mind or, so every little thing that you're thinking, or never be able to speak again?
Well, this one is easy because I kind of just, you know, say what's on my mind as is. So that it wouldn't be too far from the norm.
But... I see what you're saying, but like also like, I mean like really like every single fucking thought, like your mouth never stops moving. Like imagine how tiring that would be.
Oh, so it's not like that Jim Carrey movie where.
No, it's like every thought.
Every thought.
It's like you never stop talking.
I'd still have, I mean, people are already annoyed with my voice and, you know, they just have to deal with it. To not be able to speak, you know, I can't really imagine that.
I don't know. I think it would be like really tiring to like always be talking. Like I would just find a new way to communicate. You know what I mean? Like deaf people, a lot of them can't speak. Haven't you ever seen that movie Hush?
No.
It's a really good scary movie. You should watch it. It's on Netflix. Movie.
I mean, yeah, I guess there's sign language and all that jazz, but kind of limits who you communicate with, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like you'd literally be on dating apps and you'd have to go for the deaf guys.
Have you ever gotten a deaf Uber driver?
No.
I do. Don't worry, they can't hear me right now. I've gotten them like 4 times. Like I'm like the only one that I know that like gets them all. Like most people haven't. I have a lot, and I always wonder what to do because.
Is there not like a hey? Here's step one. They don't tell you what to do.
Well, they just I'll get a notification that says your Uber driver is like. Hearing impaired, and I'm like, shit, but I'm making 2 stops. How do I tell him that? So like I get so stressed out, but then I don't want to cancel him because I don't want to hurt his feelings.
That's a dick move.
So like I never, it really like it sometimes, well, 2 times I've had to just get out at the first location and call another
just
one because I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
I mean, I do think it's cool that is like Uber is, you know,
it
so
is.
That they can work for to make money because it's
agree.
Obviously challenging, but yeah, it's never happened to me. I city bike everywhere.
Is that how you work out? Is that the way you stay fit?
It's actually just how I prefer to get around New York because it's faster than a cab. I can blow through red lights. And yeah, I guess you'd burn some calories. I actually hit my 1,000th trip a couple months ago.
Oh, that's so, congratulations.
I know, it was a big moment.
That's so exciting. Have you ever taken a gym selfie?
I'm going to have to start.
No. Oh my God, please don't. I'm here to tell everyone. Girls don't fucking care about gym selfies. It's douchey.
What if I make a goofy face? So it kind of shows that I'm not taking myself too seriously.
No, because it's that makes it even douchier. It's like when someone, like a girl, puts like a super hot, like overly sexual photo up, and then like,
what's wrong with that?
We'll put like just like a quote that has like nothing to do with anything. So it's like, oh, you're just trying to show, like, just at least say it what it is. Like, I'm posting this because like I think I look hot in it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look, I have friends that, you know, are either in fitness, you know, I'm working on an app.
Okay,
so
that's,
it's like
different.
A little close to my world.
That's different. Okay, if that's your job,
okay,
then that's totally different. I'm just saying, girls judge people's Instagrams when there's a bunch of gym selfies.
Absolutely. If you're just a normal dude snapping gym selfies off, like, give it a rest.
When I was dating Jax, he used to post them, and I would hack into his Facebook and delete them, and then we would just get in major fights 24/7, because then he'd just redo it, and then I would then hack in again. I'm like, do you really want to play this game? Like, I'm not going to stop.
But that was part of his livelihood,
no,
wasn't it?
No people looking to hire him for things are looking back then, looking at his Facebook to see if he's at the gym pumping iron shirtless. I'm like, you're a reflection on me. Can you not look like a dick?
Ah, so it was a bad reflection on you.
Yeah, it's not that I don't want other girls to see. Whatever. That's just a body. It's like, no, it looks like I'm dating a douchebag,
was. Well, you know, Jax is a good guy. I've had a chance to meet him now. Thanks
no,
to you.
No, now we're friends. No, Jax and
does he still do the gym selfies? I haven't paid attention.
I would imagine. Brittany doesn't seem like the hackery type, though.
Yeah.
You know?
No, maybe a little easier going.
Yeah. One time when we got in a fight, I hacked into his Twitter and I renamed it Mr. Stassi Schroeder and then took his credit card and bought myself jewelry. That was my fave. That was one of my faves.
Wow, and you guys got in fights?
Seriously, our relationship was worse before there was even a show. But no, Jax and I get along so well now. Now we're friends. But I still like to talk about...
I think it's awesome when you can get along with an ex.
I think so too. And I'm friends with every single ex except for the one who tried to sell my sex tape to...
That's the
only one. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you judge, so like, say when you're looking at a girl's Instagram, are there some deal breaker photos? Because like I just said, like, gym selfies, deal breaker photos for me. When I see like people posting like Burning Man, like on a date, let's say dating app.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to Burning Man, whatever, fuck it, and on a dating app, if I see a ton of Burning Man photos, I'm like, next.
Yeah, I mean, like, we get it, like Burning Man, you know.
Yeah, you're really cool. And like,
it's like, would you go to the original one in the playa back in the, you know, 70s? No, you're now going, and everyone, including my mom, knows about it. We don't need to see the pictures.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, I mean, that said, some people wear some outrageous things that are picture worthy. But I'm like, all right, it's cool. The photo's amazing. You also spent $1,000 on that Instagram post because that's how much your outfit costs. Now I'm judging you. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Okay.
So the photo might be cool, but, you know, you're going to wind up, you know, rubbing people maybe the wrong way because you just paid $1,000 for those likes.
So are there other photos that like girls can do that are just like, it's a definite deal breaker?
On a dating app, do not post some like screenshot from Snapchat. Like with a filter.
And
I'm talking dog filter and the pretty filter. I'm talking any filter.
Even the pretty filter?
Because I get it.
I love the pretty filter.
I know you do. I follow you and I respect what you do on Snapchat, but don't put that in your dating app.
Okay. You hear that?
Particularly if you're trying to get away.
Ladies?
If you were trying to get away with the pretty filter in your, you know, six or so photos on the dating app. That's embarrassing.
Okay, see, all women need to hear this shit.
Yeah,
you're so wise, Kyle. You guys know I talk about how I hate drinking and driving, and I think it's the most selfish thing that you can do. It's careless and it's ridiculous, and especially since we have so many options for for other ways of getting there. Lyft is my favorite, and it because it's just so easy to use. So if you've never heard of Lyft, which are you living under a rock if you haven't? Lyft is an app that your credit card is already connected to. So whenever you need to go somewhere, you just click on your app, put your location, and then put in your destination. And within a matter of minutes, a car comes to pick you up and drop you off. I like Lyft over all the other car services because every time I've gotten in a Lyft car, the drivers are always so happy and so nice. And that just, it's just like a better energy. I don't know. I just like it. It makes me feel like it's a great company to work for. And right now, they're giving you three free rides up to $10 each. So that's like a $30 value. You have three free rides, you guys. So take advantage of this. All you have to do is download the free Lyft app, type in my promo code STASI in the payment section, and you'll start with three free rides. So download the app. That's L-Y-F-T. Put my promo code STASI in, and then get to where you gotta go.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Okay, so we can switch over real fast because I want to talk about Summer House. I talked to Lauren. I just interviewed Lauren, and that episode's going to come out next week. I'm really annoyed with you guys for making my job harder because now I'm going to have to up my game. And you had sex on camera.
Yeah, it's not what I was thinking about at the time, but, you know, yeah, I guess I, you know, I kind of have to remind myself I'm not doing a porno.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the cameras are there, and now your producers might force you to stick them in the corner of your room.
If I swear to God, if that becomes a thing, I will come
this
and I'll find you.
This
I'll
is
find
the new normal.
You. It better not be. Like, did you feel like, did you have to be on Xanax the whole summer while you were filming? Like, I would have to be like on like mad amounts of like Xanax if like I was filmed 24/7.
So I've actually never taken Xanax.
I'm sorry. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
All right. See you.
What?
No.
Another deal breaker of mine.
I mean, I get the appeal. I just have never, I probably need some type of anxiety or like sleeping pill because sometimes I have a hard time turning off the brain. And I just lie in bed thinking of ideas or other things, girls.
You could smoke weed.
I'm not a big weed guy.
I'm a big weed person right before I go to bed. That's
See,
how
actually,
I sleep.
It technically elevates your heart rate. Look it up. It's science. And some people, it actually, you know, you don't notice that, and it's more of a mental thing. But in theory, it increases your heart rate. And weed, for me, does not necessarily chill me out. It's more just like, oh my God, do you know I'm high? Does she know I'm high?
I feel
I'm
like high. You don't chill out.
You're
Patrick Bateman.
As my brother would say, I'm a pretty bad high.
Yeah. Okay.
Worst decision I ever made, I took an edible before getting on a red eye from SF to New York.
I always do that.
Almost lost my mind.
Oh, I mean, I could tell you some stories about edibles. I've had some 2 weeks ago. Just imagine, you know how we have to do interviews for the show? I had bought weed tea, and it's like 10 servings in it. And so like every morning I was pouring just like a little bit in my tea. And then on the last day, I had a full day
just
of
like
interviews.
Rise and shine?
Yeah, because well, it wakes, it's like a wake you up kind of like whatever. Oh, I just wanted to try it. I'm a newly so stoner Stassi. And on the last, there was only like a little bit left that I had a full day of interviews. And then I had to go to do press right after. And I poured the rest of it in. And I didn't realize that I was supposed to be shaking it the whole entire time. So when I finally got to where I was, I couldn't function. I lost like my motor skills, and production had to come pick me up and drive me around. I threw up in the back of a Bristol Farms in a dumpster. Like, it was the worst day of
so
my life.
So you didn't interview?
No. they were able to sit me up for like 20 minutes, and then I was just so like out of it that they're
I can't
like,
wait to see that interview.
Can you talk about how you're high so that if we air any of this, like, it doesn't look like you're fucking insane?
Oh,
yeah, it was the worst. But your show is going to be awesome. I am so excited.
Thank you.
Bitter but excited. And thank you for coming here. Thank you for doing this with
of
me.
Of course. No, we loved having you out, and might have to make it a regular thing. But pleasure was all mine.
Thank you. Okay, is there anything else you want to promote besides Summer House? Or
I mean, you don't really cater towards the men because I do make shorts.
Well,
that
women
are
have
for
boyfriends.
Guys that don't want to wear underwear. Those are called bird dogs.
Really?
But maybe more up your demographic alley. I am working on a weight loss app. It's called Phoenix with an F.
Sign me up.
Yeah, no, I'd like. So it's basically a one-on-one coach that's at your like beck and call on a daily basis. So it's all about like accountability, but really about changing your relationship and like knowledge of food.
Okay.
So, because look, as they say, abs aren't made in the gym, they're made in the kitchen. So it's all nutrition. So that's what I'm working on.
Is that true? Abs aren't made in the gym?
Absolutely not. You can't have abs if you've got like a, you know, a belly, right? But, I don't care how many abs.
But that's how you get them, by working out in the gym.
It's 80% nutrition. Getting to like your ideal weight and like maintaining that it's all about nutrition.
Okay, cool. So I feel better about like kind of being lazy because I don't feel like I eat that much.
You can lose weight without even lifting a finger.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Meaning will you marry me? Telling me that I can lose weight without...
another question we forgot about.
No, I'm like, you're telling me I can lose weight without lifting a finger. Marry me right now and teach me how to do that. Holy fuck. Okay. Follow Kyle at... What is it again?
It's I'm Kyle Cook. The letter I, the letter M, and my name Kyle Cook with an E.
Yes. So follow him on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. The whole thing, and watch Summer House Mondays at 10.
Directly following you guys.
Right after Vanderpump.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Kyle.
Thank you. See you guys.